Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Just before 9:50, Brandon Peoples, Nick McNamara here, joined on the phone for this segment by Pat Collins, Riley County Emergency Management Director. Thanks for spending some time with us here, Pat. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me in.
You bet. The reason we wanted to bring you on here, I know that the flooding, obviously, sorry about that, a little technical problem.
That's all right.
The potential for flooding here this week, as we're going to see a lot of rain here the next couple of days here. A lot of people still have the Labor Day flood still fresh in their mind here, and so anytime you bring up the word flood, there's a little concern here. Just from what you've been hearing with the forecast, is there anything that we should be concerned about?
Well, you know, anytime we get this time where we've had 30 inches of snow and it just melted off and the ground is soaked up, we still have frost in the ground. It's always a current concern when you hear there's a 100% chance of rain and there's a possibility of heavy rain during that period. So I think the Weather Service is just being cognizant of the conditions out here and giving us a few days heads up on what could happen. You know, nobody really knows, but this is a good time for people to start looking at what they do, how they get notified, and what they need to do in case the flood prone area that they live in actually receives some flooding.
Now, we're under a flood watch here starting tonight through tomorrow evening in Riley County, and I see here, looking to the north, that if you look at the big Blue River and up in Marshall County, they've actually got it in a flood warning there. I think the last reading was around 27.5 feet almost. I'm curious about that one in particular because that's going to probably trickle down south here. What should people in the path of that area be concerned with?
Well, I think the key to that is all the snow melt on the Blue River, clear up to the middle of Nebraska. I mean, they had 30 inches of snow, and they had several feet of snow on the ground just as of this last weekend. So they had a really quick snow melt, and most of that's going into the Blue River, which is going to come down either into the Republican, which fills up Milford, or comes down into Tuttle Creek and fills up Tuttle Creek. And so when those rivers, those creeks fill up and they flow into the river, you could see a quick rise in any of those creeks and in the rivers. And then as those rivers back up, it causes additional flooding. So I think that's what they're indicating right now with the Marshall County being in a flood warning. And they did have more snow than we did. So as it melts off, we're going to have that runoff, kind of like we did late last week. We had Wildcat was up and actually got over a couple of little water crossings around.
And I see that, yeah, it's up there in Marshall County, forecast to go up to about 41.4 feet here by the weekend. Now, I know there's some control on that with the dam here, Tuttle Creek. How does that play into that? Because I don't claim to be an expert at when it comes to river flooding here.
Well, the Corps of Engineers is a unique organization, and they cover everything clear down to the Mississippi. So what water comes down, and if it's going to cause flooding somewhere, you know, from the in the St. Louis area, then what they'll do is they'll start shutting down some of the reservoirs and holding water back, because that's what they put these in here for. So I think we're going to probably see that. I haven't talked to Brian in the last couple of days, but I think we're probably going to see the lake rise because of it holding water, letting some of that other water flow on through.
And I know you mentioned Milford Lake and Tuttle Creek Lake as possible sort of depositories for all of this this water flow, this rainfall, this snow melt. But as of course we're talking about you know, memories from the past. Is there any concern along Wildcat Creek currently, or is that just something we'll have to wait and see?
Well, a lot of the snow melt's already gone off Wildcat Creek, so we don't have to worry about that. It's that heavy rain that comes down. So everything that hits the ground now is going to probably run off. It can't soak in. the ground is saturated, so we could get a what seemed like a 6-inch rain in the middle of summer when it's dry. We could get the same effects from a 2-inch rain here that came down real fast. So that's probably our driving force right now to warn people along Wildcat Creek that, hey, be cognizant, sign up, get notifications, get early warning, watch the weather. There's multiple ways to find out that there are concerns happening. The Weather Service is really good about coming out and saying, hey, there's a flash flood watch, a flash flood warning. We start getting those flash flood warnings, that means somebody's getting flooding and it's got to go someplace. So, if we have flash flood warning in the northern part of the county, most of that water that comes out of that Wildcat Creek Basin goes clear up into Clay County. So we have to watch out what happens.
And that's a good point here, too. I think it's always good to let people know the difference between a flood warning and a flash flood warning. Can you kind of specify the difference there?
Well, normally a flood warning means that we've got some kind of a stream gauge or river gauge that has already reached the peak and has created an action. And that action says, hey, let's put out that flood warning. Let's notify people that there is flooding occurring. Flash flood warning is normally we have heavy, heavy rains and we don't have any activation of some kind of a gauge yet, but because of the amount of rainfall that's occurring in such a rapid way, they anticipate that it's going to flood.
All right. Very good. I appreciate you clearing that up here. A lot of people live in and around some of these flood areas here. What preparations would you advise they take here in the next couple of days? Obviously, you mentioned watching the forecasts.
Well, I think the key is being notified. Make sure you get notified. Don't count on somebody coming to the door, knocking on it, saying, hey, you need to get out because it's going to flood. There's too many people live in flood-prone areas for us to get to everybody's doorstep. So take some initiative, get notified, act on those things. I mean, if there's a flood warning comes out, move your vehicle to high ground. You know, we've had flood after flood on that Wildcat Creek Basin where we actually knocked on doors, told people it was going to flood, sent out multiple flood warnings, and they still didn't move their cars out of the parking lot and got flooded. So I think in anticipation of that flooding tomorrow night or later tomorrow, don't park down in the lowest part of the parking lot tonight. Park in the high part or walk a block or two or whatever. Try to find a place that you're going to be able to relocate to if we get a call in the middle of the night that says, hey, get out.
And as you mentioned, get notifications. You can do that through the Riley County website. The Everbridge app provides local notifications for those types of things. And I just wanted to get your perspective on the importance of weather radios, Pat. I know a lot of young folks probably don't have those, but how important are they to staying alert or just keeping yourself safe?
Well, there's no one system that's fully foolproof. And so, if you have the Everbridge, you have a NOAA weather radio, you have weather.com or Weather Underground notification. There are every TV channel around has its own notification system. There is all kinds of way of being notified if you want to be notified, and I would key into that. We also have on the city and county websites. There's a way to go in, especially on Wildcat. And see what the gauges are doing. I mean, there are ways to go in and say, hey, I see this gauge at Keats. It's going up rapidly. Maybe I ought to be doing something in the Manhattan area. So there's lots of ways to find out that something is going on. Make sure you talk to your neighbors. Let them know. Maybe they don't. Maybe they haven't heard that. Maybe they aren't from around this area and don't understand they're in a flood area.
All right. All good stuff here. Pat, appreciate it. Hopefully we'll have an uneventful week here with the rains, and we'll have to worry about it.
There you go. We've got a couple of rain bands coming in right now, so we're going to see a couple of different possibly hard rains here until about 1 noon, 1 o'clock.
All right. Well, Pat, thanks so much, and we'll keep in touch. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Pat Collins, Emergency Management Director here for Riley County. That'll do it here for In Focus this hour here on News Radio KMAN.
And stay tuned. We have Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, here on News Radio KMAN.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.